And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 11th of May, 2016. It was 20 years ago today, 1996, 8 climbers died on the slopes of Mount Everest when a blizzard hit and buried the climbers' ropes, and many of them got lost. Whiteout conditions, temperatures of 40 below zero, winds of 70 miles per hour. Most of the climbers were experienced, some of them were guides, but several of them were amateurs who had paid $60,000 apiece for a chance to join a commercial expedition. The writer John Krakauer was on the mountain that day, survived the storm, later wrote a book about it, Into Thin Air. Since that disaster, there have been two avalanches that killed more climbers in 2014 and 2015. It's the birthday of Irving Berlin, born in Russia, 1888, grew up on Cherry Street, Lower East Side of Manhattan, sold newspapers on the street after his father died, and sang as well, and people tossed money at him. So he wrote songs, and when he was 23, he wrote Alexander's Ragtime Band, which became a hit in 1911 and touched off a national dance craze. He went on to write 19 Broadway shows and a great many songs that stuck around after the shows closed, including There's No Business Like Show Business, White Christmas, and God Bless America. It's the birthday of the man who said science is the belief in the ignorance of experts, the physicist Richard Feynman, born New York City, 1918. And it's the birthday of the novelist Mari Sandoz, born near Hay Springs, Nebraska, 1896, best known for her book Old Jewels, a biography of her father, who she ran away from to become a writer and then went back home to care for when he lay dying. Also author of the biography Crazy Horse, The Strange Man of the Oglalas. Here's a poem for today by Jim Harrison entitled Horses. In truth, I am puzzled most in life by 9 horses. I've been watching them for 11 weeks in a pasture near Melrose. 2 are on one side of the fence and 7 on the other side. They stare at one another from the same places hours and hours each day. This is another unanswerable question to haunt us with the ordinary. They have to be talking to one another in a language without a voice. Maybe they are speaking the wordless talk of lovers, sullen, melancholy, jubilant. Linguists say that language comes after music, and we sang nonsense syllables before we invented a rational speech to order our days. We live far out in the country, where I hear creature voices night and day. Like us, they are talking about their lives on this brief visit to Earth. In truth, each day is a universe in which we are tangled in the light of stars. Stop a moment. Think about these horses in their sweet-smelling silence. A poem by Jim Harrison, Horses, from Songs of Unreason, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.